Now, Brother George Compton of the Crystal Ridge Congregation in Grand Prairie will consider the part, Imitate Jesus, Not the Pharisees, Be Impartial.
So have you ever been a victim of discrimination? Have you ever been denied a request or refused a service or in some other way treated with disdain because of the color of your skin, your ethnic background, your social standing, or your age? Well, if so, you're far from alone, brothers and sisters. But there is some good news for us at Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. Now, many of you here in this audience today have no doubt faced discrimination and prejudice, but let's read this good news together at Acts 10, 34 and 35. It says, at this, Peter began to speak, and he said, Now I truly understand that God is not partial, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. So the good news here is that Jehovah is completely impartial. He accepts everyone who sincerely worships him, regardless of our age, our race, or our background. Now, one account that illustrates this is at Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And you probably remember that account where the kingdom was likened to the master of a house who went out to find workers for his vineyard. Now, he hired many different workers at various times throughout the day, but at the end, they all received the same amount of pay, regardless of whether they'd been working from early in the morning or late in the afternoon. So what's the point? Well, that illustrates Jehovah's impartiality. It shows us that Jehovah rewards all of his faithful servants, no matter how long we've served him. Now, Jesus reflected Jehovah's impartiality. How so? Well, even though Jesus was sent to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he didn't withhold good from some of those of the nations who demonstrated genuine faith. So that shows that he was impartial towards those of another race. But even within the nation of Israel, there were some who suffered from discrimination. For example, women and children were often looked down upon as being inferior. But Jesus respected women, and he made time for children. Women and children felt at ease with Jesus, and they felt free to approach him. So that helps us to see that both Jehovah and Jesus are impartial. But now, what about the Pharisees? How did the Pharisees compare to Jesus in his showing impartiality toward all? Well, the Pharisees were partial. They harbored strong prejudices against various different groups of people. For example, they looked down on women. Many of their own man-made rules were actually demeaning to women. They also despised Gentiles. Jehovah had directed that his people maintain their separateness from the nations around them, but the Pharisees took this further. They twisted it into an unjust blanket prejudice against all non-Jews. Now, how did the Pharisees view children? Well, recall how Jesus' disciples treated children at Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 15. Now, I'm sure you remember this account, perhaps because of still nurturing ideas of self-importance, like those Pharisees around them. On this occasion, the disciples tried to prevent people from bringing their children to Jesus. But Jesus was not pleased with this. He told his disciples to let the children come to him. So the disciples' thinking on this occasion may have reflected that of those self-righteous Pharisees who looked down on children. So clearly, the Pharisees were not impartial. They looked down on women, they despised Gentiles, and they looked down on children. May we never allow such attitudes to take root in our hearts, brothers and sisters. We need to imitate Jesus, not the Pharisees, by being impartial. So are we doing that? Is our impartiality seen by others around us? Well, let's ask one of our sisters who has endured prejudice from the world because of her race and her social standing. Sister Jane Aranis is from the Philippines, but several years ago she moved to New York with her family, and more recently she's moved to Grand Prairie, where there's more of a need in the Tagalog field. So Sister Aranis, tell us first, what is the difference between the way you were treated by the world and the way you've been treated in the congregation?
Well, at work I experience prejudice because of my race and background. And it get more worse when I decided to simplify my life. And I accepted any menial job just to support my pioneering. And my former colleagues looked down on me knowing that I make less money now than I used to. They even go to the store that I work and look at me that I should feel sorry for myself. And but however, the friends from the congregation treated me the opposite. They were very loving, even helping me financially.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That does sound like that would be difficult to endure. So why do you appreciate the impartiality of your spiritual brothers and sisters then?
Because the loving treatment of the friends from the congregation, it elevates us as an imitator of Jesus, not being partial. And that moves me to be impartial as well to everyone, especially in my ministry.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much, Sister Aranis, for sharing your experience with us. So doesn't that help us to see how important it really is to imitate Jesus and be impartial? More and more, our congregations are made up of people from various different backgrounds. So there's many differences among us as Jehovah's people. We do well to allow for such differences in people as long as scriptural principles are not being violated. Imitating Jesus by being impartial also results in unity within the congregation. And the reason for this unity is found at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17. Now, as you're looking at scripture up, just think a little bit about unity. Remember, unity does not require uniformity. There's many differences among us. We don't have to all look and act and talk the same as Jehovah's people, but we are united because of applying what we read here at 1 Peter 2 and 17. It says, honor men of all sorts. Have love for the whole association of brothers. So that's the key, brothers and sisters. We are united by love. So let us continue to cultivate this love for the whole association of brothers, 100% of it. And we demonstrate that we're doing this when we imitate Jesus, not the Pharisees, by being impartial.